Now let's go back to my nigga on the floor.
Man, check out how Young Reezy shitted on these niggas in today's game. Here's Riley going up against Kobe Bryant and breaks his ankle. Look at that bitch-ass nigga living off the floor. Ooh, no wonder they ride his nuts so hard. Seems like Yao Ming wants some too. Get your bitch-ass out the way, nigga.
Fellas, I'm here with All-Star MVP Riley Freeman. 87 points, 25 rebounds. Riley, is there anything you can't do, nigga?
I don't know. Go, bro.
Good one, little brother.
Shaq, 17 blocks for Riley. You had one. That's got to make you feel f***ed up.
It did at first. Then I realized hating on Riley's superior game doesn't make my game any better, so guess I have to work harder, step up to his level. That's what great players do. They bring the best out of everyone on the team.
So he's better than you?
Yes.
And stacks more paper and gets more hoes than you, nigga?
It's your boy Dele Sanchez, and you are listening to the Clays Do Not podcast.
You know the vibes is the. But they know the vibes, Chinedu. Why are you yawning, man? Do they not know the vibes? DM me if you do not know the vibes. What? If you do, just, you know, keep it moving.
Only yeah. Men. Women don't DM.
What do you mean?
No, you said you don't want women DMing you.
No, plastic. Not for this. As in, just to say you don't know the vibes, that's all. Like, just so I can count the amount of people that do not know the vibes. I'm not discriminating in this one.
Okay.
Like, every gender can lack the vibes, you know. It's not a strictly... So, yeah, man.
No discrimination. For people that
are just tuning in for the first time, I don't even know where you've been, but welcome, Sha. This is the infamous Glazed Donut podcast. And I am... Oh, my God. Let me clear my throat. I am Dele Sanchez, a.k.a. Pepet Gizzard, a.k.a. Flex Anderson, a.k.a. Captain Trips, a.k.a. Phantom Egusi, a.k.a. Stanley Move Bricks, a.k.a. Plus Size Tune Kilani, a.k.a. Delron Rogers, the King of the Hail Mary, and other last-ditch attempts. And you are listening to the Glazed Donut podcast, and I am joined by...
Trevor.
Hi, guys. It's Chinedu.
Guys, speak into the mic, at least.
Hi, guys.
We know you don't want to be here. You'd rather be making your hair. For an audio format stuff. And yeah, we're joined by another guest this week. I don't know how you want to be referred to. I just talk to the people, man.
Hi.
Come forward.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Who are you? Say hi, guys.
I don't know. What's my name?
What's your name?
You're asking me.
Her name is Misan.
We'll circle back. For now, she's nameless. Okay,
you
so. Do,
when you get those new nicknames, how do you like... Like, do you sit down and say, okay, I'm going to insert Phantom Egusi?
Yes, right, like, before. Dude,
because Phantom Egusi just came, so who did you take out?
I always try to say all of them, but like, I'm going to actually write it down. So okay. Every time I say all of them, I know I missed a couple this time, but I tried to say all of them. Okay. No, I did not sub in Phantom Egusi for anyone, but I always want to say Don Rogers last. Because like, that one has a title, behind it.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, man, what are we talking about today, man? Did anything interesting happen? What are we saying? And I don't want to talk about fucking Lizzo, man.
Please.
She's a fucking industry plant. Let's talk about it, man.
Why?
Who wants to?
What are we going to talk about? What direction do you want to take?
No, me. Not me. The thing that grinds my gears the most is the Time Musician. I'll be Time. Entertainer of the Year award
team. That was so
That's such a fucking clear industry plant move. Like, see, from the beginning, her whole career doesn't feel organic. Like, her whole come up.
Entertainer of the Year.
Her whole come up doesn't feel organic. Like, who the fuck is really bumping Lizzo, man? Keep me a fucking stack. DM me.
No, American guys are. They've pushed it so much that people are bumping
in
Lizzo.
The end, they,
in the US.
But, like, at what point is it, like, good music and just, like, hype?
It's hype for her. We're not saying that Lizzo's music is bad.
I didn't know Lizzo until she
I've listened to a couple of her songs, a couple of her stuff with Missy Elliott and stuff like that. Okay, but like the amount of vim she's getting.
And I also think like that, like she's doing that whole controversy sales thing from the beginning. Mm. Like from the whole, I think what happened was like this year when she finally got a deal or whatever, they told her, okay, this is your brand. You are going to be the unapologetic fat woman that owns her sexiness, whatever. We are going to put in everybody's face. So with the new album cover and all the news that she posts and
love
all
your body.
It's not even the love your body stuff again. After a while, why was she twerking? There was a video of her twerking at the grocery store on the counter. What does that have to do?
It was Popeyes.
Was Popeyes. What does that have to do with body positivity, my G? It's like twerking at Tantalizers. Tantalizers only exists so that you can give directions. Like, see when you get to that Tantalizer, just turn right and keep it moving.
For sure.
Well, are we going to talk about the thing at the Lakers game?
Don't wear big t-shirts. Don't cut holes in them.
Please don't.
No, I thought Chinedu was going to want, come
keep
and defend.
Keep your cheeks to yourself. Don't
no.
do it.
No, as in you can spread your cheeks.
Bro, some people want them cheeks. Like, yo, it's just...
As in, there was one guy on my TL. I was like, his most embarrassing beat of all time. He didn't even look. My problem with the whole thing was that it was Raz.
It was ratchet as fuck.
Yeah, it looked fucking Raz. Bro, it looked fucking Raz.
Nah.
As in, but like, obviously, there was fat phobia in all the Lizzo hate. Like, all that one, they stand up. Mm-hmm. But what she did, was it Raz or not? Yes.
Why are the dudes holding the camera, though? You know that thing in soccer where someone runs into just the pitch like and the camera's just switching.
Okay, like the person that we don't have when she was twerking.
Like, we won't give you that fame.
Big man, you see, I don't know if that Chris Rock's face was from that clip where they edited.
This is the one about Kobe taking his kids
out. Yeah, that one was clearly edited in, yeah. Like, Kobe was taking all his daughters out. Please, like, nah, don't be like how when you grow up.
Nah, that it was just nasty. And then it goes to a place of, oh, body positivity. You probably shout now because she's fat.
See. Wow. Let's just end it. No, that one self-day. Exactly. It's true. A lot of it.
Someone said, I saw a tweet that said, so are you saying that I should not be mad at Lizzo because she showed her ass because she's fat? Well, that's your damn business. She's fat. And I'm like, come on, guys. We know she's fat, but like...
That's not the point.
What's the point?
The point is that it's weird. It's wrong. And it's weird as hell. Wrong time.
Ratchet as fuck.
Yeah.
As in, they're not bringing up Rihanna. Rihanna's usually classy. Like,
Look at the way Rihanna shows her ass.
It's different words.
As in, because like...
Her body or the dresses.
The way she shows any part of her body.
Because when Azealia Banks did that asslef strap thing, it looked ratchet as fuck. There's a lot of time that Megan does that and it looks super ratchet.
Yes, it
and
does.
People
and
always
people
like,
always
who the fuck is your style?
Yes, people always call her out.
Niggas are not that mad because Megan is hot, but yeah, it looks right still.
It was a fucking t-shirt that she just cut holes. Yeah. Like,
no, but as in, I don't know, maybe like, I'm not really saying anything about the designer not being able to handle all that booty for him.
and yet he did.
Oh, what booty. Took a fucking 8XL t-shirt.
Oh, what booty, please.
No, as in, no, I mean booty in the purely scientific form of the word. As per
Gluteus Maximus.
Yeah. Okay. The bottom part of the human body.
Gluteus Maximus.
You see, now we're giving Lizzo way too much.
Okay, next.
You guys were talking about the Brother Nature thing, because I didn't know.
Yeah, man, so Brother Nature... got his ass beat.
Like, what the fuck is
twice.
That? I'm non-violent.
Twice. And then he now started talking about, oh, he got jumped and niggas was doing
just
nothing.
Just looking
at really da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And he came out that he was the aggravator. He was the one forming ginger.
It wasn't even... It was
yeah,
so
you
funny.
Are Canela, though.
No, because...
Canela.
No, because he's always...
Free the homie Canela, bro.
Always all over Canela. Next thing, I was assaulted.
Are you,
are
you jealous of Canela?
Are you jealous of Canela?
Is that the point?
You've been talking about Canela since.
She just keeps bringing up Canela. Like, do you want to be a deer? So they can chase you. Remember, yeah. As in, okay, it was Gazelle that we said last time. Okay. So, yeah, he got his ass beat
and
started crying.
And he was the aggravator.
No, but apparently, like, he didn't even handle the situation well at all. Like, even he was super rude to, like, the attendants in the place, wherever. Like, anybody can get
so
into a
funny.
Fight or whatever, you get me? Like, but the way you handle
it was
after.
Just so funny because he threw the first punch. You really thought he was doing something.
He threw the first punch.
And there's a video. They dropped the CCTV video.
Then why was he on the floor? Why was he on the floor, like, just...
Because they were beating his ass.
Like, and then, you know the problem? In the video, because you can't hear CCTV videos, so you just see him
it's
going
in a squirrel.
back and forth.
In a raccoon.
Yeah. And then he walks out, he walks back in, says a couple things, walks back in, and then throws a punch. And
oh,
then,
he threw the first punch?
Yes!
And got his ass beat.
Oh my, it was so smoked. Funny. The and
no, they beat him twice, inside and outside.
As people, as they were beating
him. I think he was trying to make his way out, and the guy followed him to his car. Like, bro.
Because and then people pulled out their phones and started videoing. Well, he's the one who
like I got that's not getting jumped, bro. That's one on one racks and you lost.
Are you lost?
It's not the same thing as getting jumped.
That's why he quickly tweeted about it.
I saw tweets about him.
Hoping that
he's non-violent. Like, what do you mean by your non-violent?
He's non-violent through the first punch.
Like if that's how you throw the first punch, you're non-violent. And even though like someone is beating your ass. Put your principles aside, bro. Like, what the fuck? I was so like, what's happening? Like, this dude is on the floor.
Yo, no, I was... No, then there's something or something somebody tweeted out.
And the animals so, could even come and help.
Bro. Where the fuck is Canela when you need her? Yo, you should have pulled up with the fucking goons. Yeah. Someone saying like, so what do we really know about? Because everybody, there was a time when everybody was forming, oh, brother, I know Troy is such a positive guy. I wish him all the best. This and that. He seems cute. Okay. This and that and all the other. Like, every time you see some people that, some Twitter influencers, so to speak, or people that start getting traction on Twitter, you just assume that they are good people and you start rooting for them. And you find out that these are kind of people that throw the first punch and lose.
I hate.
What does that say about internet culture?
I hate judging my perception of people through what I see of them online.
Yeah, no, as in, yeah, I feel like that was obvious.
But you can't know beyond that. You can't know beyond what they show you.
I don't make assumptions
or like opinions on someone based on the person just tweets quotes from somewhere else or positive quotes, so he's a positive person. He takes nice pictures with animals. He's a great guy. I'm like, what?
That brother Anichon was the biggest cruiser.
Nah, look at Glory. See, look at her Twitter account. That...
Wait, who?
Selling Slim Tea, man. Slim Tea.
Nah, she said
she moved more packs than
that whole. More Slim Tea than Jay-Z's old cocaine.
I was like, what?
Bar of the year. Bar of the fucking year, man. No, I want to hear Jay-Z's side of the story.
Guy, as in, like...
That woman is insane.
No, she's a fucking psychopath.
150-something.
Like, he's super villain, for real. That bald head is...
And the funny thing is that, like, at verse 70, hey, no bald slander, what do you mean? I'm right here, man. No fucking respect. These fucking guys, man. About, like, verse 70, she was like, I don't even have to explain myself. And she goes like 80 more tweets deeper.
Explaining herself.
What the fuck are you saying? Yo, did you see that Native Land lineup? Like, I feel like that's the hardest lineup.
It's just missing Odunsi.
In recent.
Missing Skepta.
We said Skepta too many times. It's missing Odunsi.
I haven't seen him.
And so, wait, of all the times, there was a time, see, last December, Skepta was at like 7 shows.
Yeah.
You did not see a single one.
That's how it was for me for Cardi.
That one is on you, man.
Like
that
I was bumping Cardi's tape like mad in 2018, but then 2019.
You're a Cardi B fan.
No, like then her music was. The tape was good, man. Like come on, bro.
See, you cannot even judge from somebody that you've known for the last 2 years. Cardi B,
come on now.
I can't help you here.
The tape was decent. Well,
are we talking about that whole fucking Cardi B, Ghana, Nigeria, hula balu stuff?
Ghanaians just like to be
pressed. Kebabs, cause
don't say press now. She was shitting for like 2 days.
Egg kebabs. Like if someone came for an event.
Who the fuck skewers an egg? that chick is.
They did her dirty.
No, they didn't serve her egg kebabs. There was somebody else that
someone
made a video.
Someone who tried to like mimic her.
I was trying to clown her.
And
of all the food ingredients in your house, you can skewer is the fucking egg.
Bro. And she was breaking it.
Oh, my God.
And everyone is like, what the fuck is going on?
No, Ghanaians are psychopaths, man. Okay, now I'm not going to say that. Yeah. Shout out to my Ghanaian. Do you have Ghanaian friends? Shout out to Ghanaian listeners and stuff, you know. You know, it's all like banter and stuff. People are like, infrastructure is temporary.
Trip is internal.
Trip is internal.
It's true.
Yo, some guy really for me now, yeah, but the economy this and that. Bye, this is not the time.
So, but I did see one where there was like something about you guys did Cardi B dirty over there. So it was like at least our president stays here with us. It's like, okay.
Someone said if Nigerians like actually had a good country, we would be fucking insufferable.
Yeah.
Because like right now we are too proud for how shitty our country is.
Yeah.
Like we are extremely
things were actually working.
If I was not a Nigerian, I would hate Nigerians. I still hate Nigerians. What am I even saying? I fucking hate Nigerians.
Like you might not be Nigerian, we must be so annoying.
We are annoying.
No, yeah, you people are annoying because we are from Seychelles.
Yeah.
You still holding to that Seychelles passport.
Not holding to that's my motherland. What do you mean? That's
what color is the passport?
What's the color?
We're not
what
careful.
I don't have a passport. I'm just from there.
Oh, just chilling.
I'm from there. I've not done the registration stuffs.
Yeah.
I don't need passport. They know me.
After
they know me at the
gate.
The
gate of Seychelles.
Open it for you.
No, they always dap up the immigration. Yeah, man. They know me there. Just give them that head nod. Open the gate to Quilox, make a parking site. So, yeah, we're talking about Cardi B with the shits, literally, in Ghana.
Oh, my God.
What else? Native Land lineup. Octavian, Dave. I don't know who's going. Who's going?
I'm going to be there.
You're
going.
Are you going?
Yeah.
You're going.
Yeah.
Miss Anna, are you going?
Z, I ain't going.
Why?
I was really trying to see Skep, but
why aren't you going? You're not feeling it.
Oh no, me. My own is. I'm not feeling it, but I'm also very poor.
You're going.
He said he's not going for anything.
This nigga is just looking for the photographer pass.
No, funny enough.
My cat is not smiling.
Funny enough, I'm not even trying. I'm not even trying to work on any of these concerts.
Really?
Yeah, no, as in, I don't even want to talk about it, about my career stuff here, but like, I feel it's beneath me, man.
Oh, like, no more.
As in, say Scorsese, the video.
He's leveling up.
Concert.
He's leveling up.
But like, it's like stepping stones now.
Stanley Move breaks, baby.
No, see, it's stepping stones if that's the industry you want to enter. I don't mind doing low-level jobs in the film industry, but like, this is...
It's not your field
like,
at
music.
All.
I don't want to be a music video director.
So it could be, like a hobby, like, oh, pastime, like, fuck, let's just go there and take some nice shots.
No, I don't even...
I mean, can't
yeah, I can do that, but I don't even like doing any of... As in...
The
like
bullshit
any,
that
I
comes with
I don't
it.
Like any of those stuffs again, man. I did it last year. I've tried.
If anything, it's like you like you sort of know now what you don't want, so you have a
because I did it and I'm like, nah.
Nah, that's not it.
Because so, I even had a chance this December again. There's another musician that I could have worked with. I was like, nah, this is not the kind of content I want to make. Mm-hmm. This is not the kind of content I want to do. Like and like the a lot of the concerts. Like if you only go for Native Land, it's cool. But like last year, I went for everything.
Yeah.
I was exhausted. Mm. And you see the same people.
Every fucking
crowd
word,
and
bro.
Lineup. Everywhere.
Every fucking word.
All the backstages are the same. Like, in my mind and in my memory, I don't even... Like, all the backstages are blended together. I do not know...
Which backstage?
I don't know where I saw
blended
who.
Blended together.
Because it's the same set of musicians you see at different places.
Of people.
Yeah, I have to now think harder. Okay, no, this one wasn't Spino. This one was Native. This one was... Nah, bro. Nah. Fuck that. But yeah, man, have fun. That's December. Debt yourself. Finish your money.
December. Please don't rape anybody. Don't drug anybody's drink.
That's one hell of a PSA.
Can we?
No, yeah, but I've been seeing. I've been seeing.
Get the Allure test thing. The test drink tape. They're selling at street too.
What's that?
It's for those who don't know, please.
Yes. So basically, Allure Entertainment is selling test.
Allure.
Allure.
As in alluring.
Test if your drink is drugged. Yes. So, find them at street so they have a stand. Get for yourself and your friends. Be safe.
See, but like,
fun.
As in,
yeah.
Look at how, far we are falling as a society. That we have to be, as in,
to stay safe.
People cannot be safe in it. It's a fucking, fucking shame.
Scumbags, man. They
fucking, it's a fucking shame.
But don't worry, that's December. We'll still enjoy ourselves.
Well, me, I'm not I'm not dating any dirty man.
Me, I'm dating myself.
I'm a child of God. I give my life to
him.
Which God?
Yeah,
which God?
Which
God? The God, man.
The God.
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 You are, what was that conversation you were having yesterday about the creator thingy?
Oh, no, I think I said it here before.
Yeah.
At the end of everything, man meets God. Like when man dies, whatever.
And what the ones that give him life.
And then him and God both say to each other, "My creator." Because like you know, religion spawned from man's imagination, and in man's imagination, God created man.
Yeah.
Even though like it's all cyclical and stuff. I've been watching Watchmen, and Watchmen also has a lot of deep, you know, symbolism.
Watchmen.
Watchmen. The new show, HBO show.
Yeah.
Human. Okay, I'm not going to say everybody should check
to watch
it
the
out.
Comic books first.
No, you don't have to read the comic books necessarily.
Read
like, the thing is...
Is it good?
No, it's beautiful. It's really good. The thing is, if you are a patient... Like, if you are not... Mm. Okay, see, if you are a fan of Empire, do not watch it.
Yeah.
Why?
It's not...
Because all these Shonda Rhimes shows, like, they...
Empire is not a Shonda Rhimes show.
I know, but
it's just kind of... So, I remember all of them are the same. They are all... See, I swear to God,
they all have the same...
Because the pacing there
is... Dopamine injections every episode.
And they always... And they always try to... They go for, like, cheap...
Shock and awe.
Yeah, for cheap shock, all this, you know what I mean? What the fuck am I trying to say?
Wow. West is alive?
Yeah.
Yes, leave West alone.
Whether or not the story did any job to try and lay down the foundation for this thing, they just threw it in there. Zero planning, like, boom, okay, this is what happened.
Nah, but in How to Get Away with Murder, I'm here for a reason. They always give an explanation for whatever happened.
But like, How to Get Away with Murder got to, from, I was like, you don't end this thing after one season. The premise is going to get ludicrous. Because like some people are, it's going to be like Desperate Housewives. Everybody on Mystery Island died that wasn't part of the core gang. I see, it don't make sense again. I want that movie here. Last 7-8 years, niggas have just been dying. Apart from this, like the same thing had to get with more that somebody's
it's
dying.
True,
it's
somebody, a mystery. Somebody, this and that, but this that's and that. Literally what the series
like,
is about.
Yeah, but it's stupid because it no longer makes any sense again now. Good. Like it's stupid.
Yeah, to get away with murder.
I'm not even surprised. This Shonda Rhimes way for this thing, Grey's Anatomy, hospital, niggas, they die.
What's
her deal? In a hospital! In a fucking...
Niggas die in the hospital.
I see, ah, oh, god damn.
I never actually thought about that for like 14 seasons.
I must see.
Or something.
So yeah, the point I was trying to make is that like, if you are a patient, if you watch film the way film is supposed to be absorbed, I don't want to sound like a dick, but I don't care again. You will enjoy Watchmen. But like, it helps if you've read the comic books because there's a lot of callbacks and the show doesn't do exposition. They take their time to explain what you are seeing. So if you've read the comic books, you understand what you are seeing. But if you haven't read the comic books, you just have to watch and be patient. But you know how like in all these Disney, all these Marvel movies at the beginning of Black Panther, the guy already came with 1,000 years ago, vibranium dropped in the middle of such and such. Nobody's doing any of that for you. And even when they do it, you have to pay attention because they always put it as subtext. Because they're not trying to take
the way
away.
Game of Thrones
it's not exposition.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. No exposition. Like it's not. No, like nowadays they just kill you with exposition, and then film watchers have gotten lazy. So you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's a really good show, Sha. There's a lot of like, this is a beautiful show. Every time I watch it, I watch.
Hey, you're
analysis.
Giving it this much of a cool side. I hope it doesn't fuck you up later, man.
No, lie. As in me, I know they. That's why I know they recommend
anything.
And if you don't fuck with it,
that's for sure.
It's
you don't recommend anything.
If you don't fuck with
like,
it, it's
for sure. He doesn't just
exactly.
Give
and
a stamp
you and think about
so
it. Everything I've recommended to you in particular. Now that's like only 3 or 4 things. That's not everything hits.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, man.
Speaking
don't take my word for it.
Speaking of patience, but like
Trevor with the segue.
I was on Twitter this morning and I was seeing stuff about I don't know, I hate to swerve into the game world, but like Burna Boy's music being on games and all this.
Oh, is it GTA?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's a bunch of Nigerians.
A bunch of Nigerians on there.
Naramali was there, Okotoyi, I think.
And
gang.
I see.
Like, you were shooting up niggas.
That's a fantastic GTA.
Malians. Guys, I swear, man, you just be going ham, robbing niggas to Malians. That's mad. You
but like, I was thinking about the way, like, it's so, let's say fantasized, like, or it's praised, like, wow. They're in these games now. And I see it's like, okay, us breaking into something or breaking into a world. But like, I thought it was like kind of a testament to how much we haven't seen so far, like as an industry.
No, man, no, I think about it more like, why me, I don't think it's so, as in, it's no longer a big thing. And I'm happy that we no longer feel like we don't celebrate every single one.
Yeah.
Because like now, like the music has crossed over, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I just look at it as royalty checks, man. Like just get your money up, like just different ways. Like now, there are more avenues for Nigerian artists
to make money,
to get paid.
Same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and on the worldwide
scale,
Selena
Gomez dropped an album this morning.
Okay,
it's called
Rare.
Yeah,
and people
so
thought the thing that happened with
it's
Ye,
going to happen.
Ye and Kanye's
it's going
to happen. Prayers
to Odunsi's
Rare. Mm. It's gonna happen, and I really hope it does.
I mean, the reason why Ye still blows because the song tapped.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything about Odunsi's album. I'm just saying that.
Yeah,
also slapped.
Camps.
As in, that's
yeah.
What, you know. As in, yeah, but what were we talking about? Funny enough, I actually enjoyed Ray. I just felt like taking a shot. I actually enjoyed Ray.
Love this music. Like, new music to me.
Yo, what? Palm Sounds Wine Express dropped today, man.
On Apple Music, we're still fighting.
No. Check again.
It's
done. Yeah,
I know
it's
like, I play like 4 songs. The others didn't play.
Check it again. You don't have to listen. You don't have to hear words.
Have you heard it?
I haven't heard.
This is it. Good
question. What do you think about their previous album, the one before this one?
I talked about it on episode one time, Buhari Times. No, I love it. That's like my favorite rap because it came out in January 1st, so that's my favorite Nigerian rap album of the year. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This Buhari Times by far. Like it's not even
yeah.
No, I don't care where else no, that was Clone Wars 4.
Four.
I don't care where else.
3 was the recession.
Two was the recession. Abi? No. Three. I think three
recession
was the recession.
Was the one before Buhari Times.
Yeah, 3 was the recession. I've forgotten what they called 2 again.
Tropicana was Palm. Tropicana was a song on Palm Wine.
On Palm Wine Volume 2.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't listen to SDC.
Subsidy. Clone Wars Volume 2 was named them Subsidy Music. Yeah, I remember. Because that was the time when that whole first Subsidy thing happened.
See what?
I remember.
palm wine.
So you're going for palm wine first.
Are you going?
Yeah. Okay. See you there.
Yeah, I may or may not sure, but I thought.
Man. I have my itinerary.
See, okay. let me know
what I'm doing.
Is village included?
No, man.
Okay.
Trevor, are you going to village?
There's no pressure on this year. You are not real Umuna.
Like,
I
know, you're not
Umuna.
I go every year since 2010. Please have tried.
Guy, I've never been to my village.
Where are you from?
Delta State. Shakiri,
are you scared?
Why are you throwing up the deuce like they know you there?
I know,
she's
right?
Like, worry not, gang, gang. They don't know you.
She really picked up her place.
Yeah, like, bro,
I've never been there.
They don't fucking know you, man. You ain't real, Missan. You ain't real. The white man has won. Imperialism, colonialism, all those things. You have lost your touch with your roots.
You, Sam.
Yeah, do you think Punch is going to be fucked?
Yes,
but this thing they're doing, boy.
They've shot themselves in the foot, shots.
No, like I stand with them.
Like okay, a bold move.
Yeah, can
bold
I stand move. With them?
Wait, relax. Can somebody give some background? Like, cause all of us know what happened, but in case some people listening don't know what happened.
All
right. Chinedu, this is your political stuff. You like it?
Punch newspaper.
Canela, the activist.
3 days ago, released a statement saying that because of this current administration's inability to, you know, respect human rights, etc.
Showare is not the only media person that they have arrested.
So they were going to start referring to this administration's government as a regime and start referring to Buhari as Major General Buhari.
In all their publications,
print and online. So then Signal newspaper too said they're going to refer to Buhari as dictator. Mm-hmm. So lots of the media basically just taking a stand and saying that fuck you guys and you anyhow be.
Apparently they kicked out the Punch Beat reporter from Asurok. I don't know how true that is. Wow. I heard that somewhere. Then Buhari now came out. I've stopped clicking on links regarding Nigeria because like my life is extremely sad. I don't need more sorrow. But the headline, I don't know how true this is, but the headline was like the fact that like Buhari bigs up like, you know, freedom of speech because he allowed Punch to say that. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy. A democratically elected government is allowing us freedom of speech. Wow, so nice of you. Wow, like, save our lives. So for long we can't speak. Fuck you.
This is the problem.
All these motherfuckers.
Like, it's so stupid. And then Bashar Lawal or whatever. One of
that guy's a shameless bastard.
He really said Major General, he was his previous term. He ended, so there's no disrespect. Fuck you!
People forget that it was a coup, like, apparently, like, he seized power.
Yeah, he did! Yeah.
So he's just I don't even want to talk to him. Almost see before he come and shut us down. Because immediately after Punch dropped that thing, all of a sudden, lights people went to go on strike. And there was no light for 2 days. And Buhari was like, see, Punch, let me see, I want to print you on this paper. If you don't have lights. Fuck you!
This country is somehow, man.
Bro, it's wild.
I feel like we live in a
simulation. The script. Script writers.
Yo, think about how crazy it is, man. I don't even know because everybody was talking about how liberal. I don't know if it's as a result of people feeling like the world is being too liberal, but like in 3 or 4 elections in a row, the super conservative option has won. Trump won. Mm. Buhari won. Mm-hmm. Brexit. No, me. I count from when because immediately after Brexit happened. And like shortly after I was when Trump, like the election for Trump, I was like, Trump is going to win. Because I saw how they weaponized ignorance.
Yeah.
But and the fears and all the prejudices. The way they weaponized it and the way they use that. Because many of the people that voted to leave, zero information. Like racists don't like to read. Clearly, that's why they are.
And there's a lot of old people in the UK.
The British, these British elections are just like going on or just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like
I saw something about the conservatives, like they won.
That's what I was trying to say. Like it was Brexit, Trump, Buhari, now Boris Johnson.
They won.
Always so the worst option in all of this.
And I was thinking that people only.
No, Justin Trudeau won.
Canada, they legalized weed. Those people are super cool.
Yeah.
Because you know what you're saying?
Are people like only liberal on Twitter? Like, are the liberals only visible on Twitter?
No, see, the thing is that there's more people than the people on your Twitter feed. You live in a bubble.
Yeah.
All of you. And the funny thing is, all of you on Twitter are following your friends.
Yeah.
Friends of a friend. Like, once in a while, some people that do not share your ideologies
will come into your...
Yeah, but like your immediate... Because I'm sure there's a whole side of Twitter that's full of, like, you know, sketchy ass niggas, you know.
Yeah.
That's why Femi Falana went on Channels News and said that everyone that's making, that Nigerians don't care about shores or rest, that maybe 200,000 people are making noise and you think that's Nigeria, 190 million. He didn't lie.
Yeah, and it's crazy because like you see, like even on Twitter, like think about how many, because people don't even realize it. Like Nigeria, for example, plenty niggas don't even have internet connectivity like that. Like in the percentage of the people of Kwacha, like 190 mm-hmm. million. Mm-hmm. Like if you look at the percentage of the population that have it's access to internet,
even the,
and the people that think like us,
over the people in Lagos,
we are the minority,
like,
man.
Small percentage, yeah.
Because when I was looking at that social media bill, when they tried to do the whole petition, I was looking at the signatories. I think they had 250,000 signatories. At the end of the day, how many are we? How many people are the legislature making laws for? 250,000, 190 million.
Exactly.
If yeah. And then a lot of people are not educated. The populace is not educated. When if shit goes left, just run away. Go to your real country.
No, I think like I feel like for people that
real
are truly
country.
Your real country.
Real country. Okay.
Almost if your real country is UK, I'm worried, don't be.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's everybody trying to run to Canada. Okay, what was I saying? I feel like if you truly care, because me, I do not. If you truly care about making a change or whatever, take it to the streets, man. Take it to the streets or try and educate people that
outside your class in general.
Like people outside that try and spread for people that genuinely care. Me, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, and like my apathy is bad. Like you can say I'm complicit to all the damage that's going on, but I'm going to die soon, so it doesn't matter. So what's the next topic?
Oh my lord!
I really don't have a problem with being apathetic, man. Honestly, because half the time it's like. Like we talked about this before. Like, yeah, do I really
about,
care? Like,
about
so on to okay. Speaking of death, Juice WRLD.
Wow!
You can't see that. That segment won't enter.
That wasn't it.
Now after that a highly inappropriate segment, can you say the story?
Rest in peace to a dead man.
All right, but.
Why are we making?
Why are you dropping
ad libs? Someone
why
died.
The fuck are you dropping
Jesus Christ!
What is wrong with these people?
Yeah, I mean, no fucking ad libs, my
okay.
guy.
Okay, so I was on my bed and I found out that 21-year-old Juice WRLD just had a seizure and died.
Crazy.
And then you know the story went on for a while. Then we found out I had a backstory to it that
he was unverified. So
unverified backstory that he was boarding a private jet with his guys, you know, the gang. And then they were carrying guns. And apparently...
Like 60 pounds of Percocet or something like that.
Perks, weed, whatever they were carrying. But they had guns. So apparently the pilot wasn't okay. Because you can't carry a gun on the plane. Like, except
why am I playing for PJ?
I think they were unlicensed guns. What I read, they said the guns were unlicensed. And there were too many for... those number of people to carry on a plane.
Okay, so that was just aggressive.
That's what I read. Yeah, it was like an extra carrying gun. Like, it's not like he had one shotgun in his pocket from 40 caliber, some crazy ass numbers they were calling.
Yeah.
Shout out to that guy that forgot he had a gun and got arrested. You remember the guy?
I don't remember.
Was trying to get checked into the plane and...
Didn't he forgot he had a gun on him?
Found out he was strapped. Was it Ty Dolla $ign? Who was it? I can't remember. It was a fucking rapper.
I know there was one that forgot he had weed on it, but now.
I can't just be moving around forgetting that. Wow, I'm strapped.
How are you to walking around with a gun?
Yeah.
Is a gun in my bag? Oh.
So yeah, as in continuing the story, the pilot snitched.
Pilot snitched them. Apparently, what they call them? Air something control. They call them
air marshal.
I talk about
the people.
TSA
probably coming to command. Please, I apologize. Coming to you know.
Oh, you're Nigerian.
To say, I'm Nigerian.
That's very Nigerian.
Yeah. It's very Nigerian. To say, coming. I'm coming to go. I'm coming and going. All this shit. Yeah. So
come and be going.
Come and be going. So they were coming to like, be going.
Or you're walking in where I said, Adikon.
Adikon. Nah, you're going.
Let's see what you're saying, Abu.
You're going. So they came. Then apparently Juice WRLD freaks out. Like, oh, wow. I've got perks on me. And then he downs it all.
Damn.
Like an attempt to hide it.
I don't think it was an attempt to hide it.
He wanted to get high?
No. How do you hide those amounts of perks? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know how many he was.
And then I think, from the article I read... The amount of illegal shit he had, it was not the perks he could just like. He wasn't going to swallow the gun too. Whatever happened, he was going to go to prison. And the lowest amount of like
sentence panic.
was 30 years he was going to get. That thing was...
No, okay, so you think maybe he took the thing...
Because he just knew I think he was just, going left.
No,
that's what I think.
Like, he wanted to leave on a high note.
No.
Bro, no, 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 no. I feel like... No, maybe he freaked out like and he saw jail time.
That sounds like panic mode.
I think what we were was going to happen, like he knew something was going to happen to his boy. I don't think he knew he was going to die.
Bro, you swallowed that many perks. I don't know how many.
I don't know how many it was. For somebody, like people usually see, I know a lot about drugs, but I don't even know what Percocet says to. I don't know how they work. But somebody was like, it was his low-key equivalent to cocaine. I do not know how true any of this is.
Whoa.
But like, yeah, I don't know how. I will do my googles, but I don't know how Percocet. So
because like that concept of hiding the perks. Mm-hmm. What of all the other illegal things he had with him? Is he going to swallow them too?
The other stuff.
I just really think he took because he thought maybe panic.
Some man said he should have thrown it out the window. I was like,
nah,
in a fucking plane.
It wasn't.
You dumb piece of shit.
And I think it was when he was even descending.
And even if he threw it out,
after they had landed, I think, I don't know, because like, why are you swallowing? Like TSA is not going to fly.
No, I just think it was a very, as in the whole scenario was tragic. But I saw when this stupid walking hotep Mimas fucking Joyner Lucas fucking bring the 90s back fucking aggressive rapping ass fucking clickbait. Bitch ass nigga, Joyner Lucas. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
Now said that. Oh, and rap culture is complicit. That we've glorified drugs, and now the young kids this and that, this and that. First off, drugs have always existed.
Yeah.
And plenty of people of other professions die of drug overdoses. Yeah. You just don't fucking. It was the time when Wall Street niggas, pay all them were doing cocaine.
Yeah, no.
You don't talk about it because, as in, they are not as popular.
Yeah.
And even that musicians dying from drug overdoses have been happening since like the fucking, I don't know, 60s, 70s. Fucking since Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. And who glorifies it? The fucking rappers.
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
I don't think they don't. I don't even know if the rappers, like, they rap about it, but I don't know if you
call it glorification,
so to speak. But in a lot of, see, the thing is, a lot of other genres, they talk about doing drugs, but it doesn't sound like doing drugs because they're very good songwriters. Like,
yeah.
Kiss from a Rose is about doing cocaine, but you won't know when you listen to it.
You're joking. Wait,
yeah, Can't Feel My Face is about being on heroin or cocaine or one of the two.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, Seals Kiss from a Rose is about
cocaine.
Yeah. He even said that when people, it was a time like years after the record came out, and they asked him to explain, and I was like, he's not proud of that time in his life. Even though, like, the song is, you know, was big for him, but he doesn't like to talk about what the song means.
Can't Feel My Face is definitely about coke.
Yeah.
Rock music. I listen to rock music. A ton of it's about drugs.
Fully.
Ton. So like.
It's not a rap thing. I fuck Joyner Lucas, man.
It's not. Yeah.
I think you just don't like Joyner.
Bro, cause the guy's a fucking bro. Just rap. Always looking for fucking headlines and doing all these
next movement.
Sure,
then he links up with his brother.
Fuck that guy, man. But yeah, I saw something cause, like, people now cause. Like, in recent times, a bunch of rappers, like, have sadly passed. So they put pictures of, like, Lil Peep, X, Mac Miller, and Juice WRLD. And then something about, like, legends go young or whatever, I don't know. And people are like, because the rapper dies.
He's not a legend.
His prime, he's not a legend. Or then some people are like, don't put X along with these other guys. Because X was, you know, all the things he was before he died, such and such and such. Me, I was just upset because, like, Mac Miller was there and these people should not be talking shit about Mac Miller. As in, I will fight on behalf. As in, I hate stan culture. I fucking hate it. But for whatever reason, if you disrespect Mac Miller, name, I can punch you, man. As in, I can punch you. I always like to, because a lot of the times, like, people, like, fighting for Beyonce is not, like, that's stupid now.
What?
Like, well, fighting for Mac Miller's.
It's not.
What?
Because what? Mac Miller's music is more, keep it.
More meaningful?
Yes! Keep it fucking on you. I fucking said it. DM me.
Oh.
I said it.
Like, that's
it's more meaningful. That's yes, there's more, bro. All that fucking pop drivel.
Whoa.
Fuck that, bro. Oh,
okay.
That's like stan culture. That's like stan culture now.
Yes,
this is exactly stan culture.
Yes, stan culture. Yes, exactly.
That's what, for Mac Miller alone. Sorry,
yeah.
For Mac Miller.
Yeah.
No, I said, that's what I said.
And then everything else is pop dribble.
No. I said Beyonce's music is pop dribble. Not everything
Beyonce's
else.
Beyonce's
music is pop dribble now.
Yes, exactly.
For a large extent. Mm. I know this one is a hardcore, and I'm trying, and funny enough, I'm saying this thing to rile up a bunch of people.
Beyonce fans out there.
Yeah, I hate them.
Ooh, that's bold now.
Yes. Although, if you're a Beyonce fan, just know that deep down in my heart, I dislike you.
Thank you for that information.
No, Chinedu, I love you, baby.
No, you don't. You've made it clear to the whole world.
Come here.
You've made it clear to the whole world.
Come here, please.
So Beyonce yeah, is an icon, just throwing that out there.
But yeah, Mac Miller was a legend, so fuck the rest.
Okay.
I won't say fuck the rest. But yeah.
Did you give a fuck about Jordan Wood going back to Red Table?
Oh my god, no.
To take a lie detector test.
I don't even like what they've turned that Red Table talking to.
Actually, same.
The Kardashians are buyers first. Let's start with that.
Kanye is bullying all of them. Like,
you see how Kim is now dressing like a fucking like, pastor's wife?
Have you seen her those shoes? She look like... Oh my god. Have you seen those shoes?
It's cold now, you guys. It's cold.
No, I'm talking about the big ass coat looking like fucking...
These suits and things looking like they're going like to pick up first draft, guys.
The picture of Kanye like all silver. Was that real?
Yeah, no, but it was for a show.
Okay.
Part of like a performance. Okay. Some opera thing, you know.
Bruh. I was just like... I see,
you know there's a picture of... CeeLo Green all covered in gold.
Oh yeah.
But like now these niggas need to rock it.
No.
Ah man. Yo, I hate to take it here, darling. Bro. But I want to hear your unadulterated thoughts, bro. Bro.
See now unadulterated.
Bro, give me that
unadulterated.
give me that good on back chat.
I never liked as a funny enough, and many people that even like the initial iterations of the show are tired now. This is my thing on back chat. You take how many people are they?
It's 10.
Whatever amount 12. Of people, all stupid. Yes. In 10 people. Together, 10 people that you about. Would never see. Trevor, me and you. Chinedu, four of us, there is never going to be any circumstance when you're going to engage in progressive conversation with any of those motherfuckers. Yeah. So why the fuck am I watching them all like a fucking cesspool of stupidity? See, man, like, okay. And in the end, like, the initial, like, all that initial shock value, whatever, was one off. Niggas are like, someone was like, the youngest person here is like 32 or 36.
That was a lie, though. That was a lie. Come on.
No, I think it was trolling.
I used to, it was trolling. Like, if you go scroll through the comments, you see he was trolling. I used to watch the.
Well, still, once past 25, we shouldn't be behaving like
that. Yes, true. That's another thing, because a lot of them are past 25. I used to watch the old back chat. And I used to do that was my guilty pleasure when I'm eating and stuff like
guilty,
that.
As I like most people that I even watch pleasure. See, are they not
it's
stupid?
Like, yeah, it's like genuinely it's like passive. TV.
Yeah, passive is nothing. White noise. Watch. So like, white noise. I said, let me just try this new season, and I think I got 8 minutes, and I don't know how I got that far, but it was genuinely like stupid, like it was dumb as hell. The clip
that got everybody buzzing.
I didn't even click on
and
it.
And that babe, that particular babe, she was the one that said the dumbest shit in that episode I watched. I had to log out. And she's so loud. She told one song, she was trying to show, she wore this blonde wig, and she was like a clown. Like, she was like Boo Boo the Fool. Wow. And they were all laughing at her.
Yo, I don't even like, see, man, I'm going to stand up for clowns. I don't like how all of you.
Bro, if you're about to link this to the Joker, I'm going to
mod
here.
No, not
here.
Joker. Like, all of you doing stupid things, and they are clowns just trying to feed their families, doing the honest days around, like, putting on my clown wig. You think it's easy? Make your stupid decisions and leave clowns out of it, man. Continue with your sentence.
Yeah.
So, all the guys were laughing at her, like, ha, 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 like, your wig is so funny. And then she goes, she tries to mimic the, like, ha, 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 where's your mom? Your mom's dead.
The fuck?
Bro, if you go into someone's mom like that...
And then everyone was like...
That is dead.
I thought I was going to go and watch the episode, see what she said after.
That's not okay.
But then she goes... Then I see another clip of her talking about the guy who she was talking to. She's so fucking disgusting. Now I'm going to put a curse on him. And she brings out some liquid. You know how they do, like, the outtake, like, outside... Uh-huh. So, like, she brought out some liquid and said, I'm going to put a voodoo curse. I'm like, no, all of you, plus the people who filmed you, who edited this, all of you. So, your mom's dead. Ha, 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 ha,
and I saw people coming.
Someone will slap her now. They said they slapped her.
Jiggers, she will be ranting on Twitter.
I saw people coming out to like, at that point, is it justified to hit the woman? Sometimes I'm like, nah, guys.
If you're stupid, you're going to get
it. Someone, you see someone stupid, you walk away. You walk away. You leave the room.
It's easy for the two girls to say it. That, like, if they slap her, it's like...
But then if you want to say
it... Man, I'm just saying, no matter, like, just keep it moving, man. Because, like, funny enough, even if you are justified in the moment, when they bring it up in retrospect,
it can't age well. That shit like that can never age well.
I think, first off, you are on the show, so you are stupid. So I really have a little sympathy for all of them that are involved in that program. They are all extremely. I think Dabs used to be on the original. Yeah.
Flex God Dabs.
Yeah, Flex God Dabs.
I think so.
Apparently, like early in the team, like and apparently, like the conversation hasn't evolved or matured. It's talking about the same who you fuck.
Petty stuff.
Who you fuck, who has money in the relationship. Like,
and all of them have zero range. But then, like...
No, a couple... No, before. Like, maybe one... Let's say out of the 10 people, 2 people say things that are sensible. That's like 2 over 10. Try.
No, I think they are just like a reflection of like conversations on social media. Like, there's a lot of stupid people just talking.
Yeah.
And then there's one or two people that will say something that makes sense. Nah. But it's just a lot of stupid people that are just...
And don't talk about people's dead parents. Yeah,
you like don't go for someone's dead.
Dead anybody. Anything.
Let dead guys lie. But what do you guys think about conversations about JoJo Smith not being talented? Because that's what I see on the
documentary. Me and Chinedu like, this summer had a very heated... Make I open the DM. Very extensive and heated back and forth.
About Georgia.
I can't remember. About these stuffs. You can't Georgia. Remember. Ah, me, I remember it very clearly. I remember make I check my DMs. I remember it very, very clearly.
What side were you on?
I was on the side on she is not as talented as everyone makes her seem.
No, see.
Oh, no, I don't think that's what I said exactly.
I know
because...
Are you one of the chicks that... attacks her because of how no, I can never, all the no, other Georgia boys drew
all right. Hey.
No, now see, summer Chinedu and now Chinedu and does the same. You're not allowed to do that.
No, funny enough, you were fairly reasonable in your argument. As in, you gave a reasonable argument from a female perspective. Like, you could understand why babes were tight.
Yeah.
And you're like, the tightness is still not necessarily warranted.
I don't know, like...
So, boom.
People are just jealous.
You're like, my problem is, okay, she was saying my problem with me is that I communicate my opinions on music as fact, which people don't obviously agree with. See, man, sometimes I'll say it's an opinion, but there's a lot of stuff that's fact. So,
see?
Suck it deep.
See?
Wow. You know.
See?
I can't even, where's the rest of the stuff? Ah, Chinedu, I think it was on Twitter. So, yeah, basically.
Away from the DMs, yeah.
Basically, my thing is, because after they tried to come for Shadi Adu, and I was fucking incensed. They were like, oh, the only reason why Shadi was popping was because she was light skinned.
I would fight someone. I'm
see. Yeah, exactly.
Shadi's talented. Listen to her music.
Funny enough, because all of us here, Shadi's music was before our time.
Yeah.
So we grew up hearing the music first before seeing her.
Yes.
Like, you heard Super Star.
Yes.
You heard all these records.
Yeah.
On the way to school,
the whole elevator, or your parents are just playing the music. The music is good music. Period.
Before you know who Shadi is.
And then just so turns out that she's a light skinned
it's pretty privileged, real. Yes. But are we now going to invalidate the talent of every single light skinned entertainer? That's so you're telling stupid. Me that once you're a light skinned entertainer, you're popping.
Let me finish my argument.
Georgia Smith, she benefited from the fact that she's hot. Fuck yes. There are many niggas, majority of niggas talking about Georgia Smith only know about her music because she's hot. Honest, the first video where she finally tapped into that sexiness and turned it on, that's like her biggest record so far. And it's true, sex sells. But are you going to say she's untalented or she doesn't deserve the success that she's getting? Fuck that. Because I made a point about how many of the female singers, they push, as in, you push the whole package, the music, along with the sex appeal. Yeah. It goes hand in hand, bro.
You have to, almost. Yeah.
Chinedu, what were you saying?
Okay, so I was going to just say that record labels, usually, before they push an artist out, they have to know how to market you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now,
that's what I said about Lizzo.
It is easier. I genuinely think it is easier. Maybe not now because now we're more progressive. But before, it was easier to just take a light-skinned pretty girl and market her to the. And that's why some people are so pressed about Georgia Smith because her music. I listen to Georgia. I'm a Georgia Smith fan. But like, they do the whole. But there's this person who is not getting as much attention. Now that's not Georgia Smith's fault.
Thank you.
It's the marketers. It's the people who have chosen to market Georgia Smith.
It's not even the people. It's fucking society to which all of us are complicit. We are all complicit to this thing. Everybody, like, they've made it known from the jump that I'm a pretty. People that are fine are somehow better than this other class of people. Mm-hmm. And this is what you should aspire to. It's fucked up, but that's what it is. So why are you not going to single out somebody that wants to sing? You're not picking on her.
And invalidate her work.
You don't want to invalidate her talent. Yeah. Is she the one that created the system? So she's supposed to just quit music. That's what she should do.
Because she can sing and she's fine.
Bro, as in, there was somebody that was talking to. She knows who she is. And she was adamant that Georgia Spin music doesn't slap. Adamantly. It's not about to anybody. If you hear Georgia Spin,
talking about facts.
If you are a human being and you hear Georgia Smith's goodbyes, not any other record, goodbyes, and you do not feel an iota of emotional something.
Dead inside.
Yes, you are dead inside and you are a piece of shit and you have no taste. No, there's some people who just won't feel it. No, everybody. It's a lie. Everybody fucks with Adele. As in everybody, even people that pretend, everybody fucks with Adele. Because emotionally, the music connects. As in, so you don't tell me, say, if you hear Adele, you go next time.
No, not me. Like I said.
Everybody, even the rudest guy, if them play him. Because there's emotion. As in, it's an emotional stuff. This is no longer about the sound, about the this and that. No, bro. Strip down piano, strip down guitar, ballad singing from your inside of your heart. Come on, man. What the fuck are we really talking about? I'm done. Fuck all this shit, man. What the fuck? What are you saying? Play goodbyes at my funeral, man.
That went somewhere.
Nah, because that song is fucking beautiful. She's talking about a dead friend. And you can feel, even before you figure out that's what she's talking about, because me, I connect with the song on more levels because I relate to what she's talking about. Even before you get to that part. So you're not going to invite... Let's not even go as far. Because Sade is untouchable, man. Don't even fucking do that.
I'm sorry. Again, so offended. I'm not stand. I don't stand for anybody. But
no, but I understand. It's the same. Yeah.
Sade though. Like,
As in, so we are now going to start pretending like... Because obviously...
Sade can't sing. What?
Obviously, as in, there are some... Even in all forms of entertainment, even in acting, there are some people that is only because they are fine and they're sexy and they made it so far. Male and female, black and white. It is true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's true, but like, there are some people that also fit those moves but also happen to have talent. Are you not going to say, well, fuck them? Like, the thing where Zendaya was giving up roles for like dark ass skin girls or whatever, that's big on her, but she doesn't have to do that.
She doesn't have to do that.
Chase your bag. She doesn't have to do that. I understand. See, only if it is a role where it is specifically written for, like, where they try to bend the road so that Zendaya will
Maybe that's what we don't know if that's what was going on though.
Okay, if that's what she's doing, I understand her turning it down. Mm-hmm. Like when Scarlett Johansson wants to play everybody.
Or Zoe Saldana playing Harriet Tubman. Nina Simone.
Yeah.
That Harriet Tubman thing.
Like, no. The Harriet Tubman thing. No, Cynthia Erivo is brown skin.
No. They said that the Julia Roberts.
Okay, see the Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts should play Harriet Tubman.
Apparently, the producer said that, the person that brought the idea up said that it was so far ago that people...
Wouldn't know who Harriet Tubman was, that people wouldn't notice.
Oh, wait. So it wasn't even Julia Roberts in blackface, it was white Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Yes.
Freeing himself. So basically, they are making a fictional, like, they're not making the Harriet Tubman.
Yeah. No.
That's not the Harriet Tubman.
That's like the definition of like revisionist history.
That's gentrification. Like,
they were going to redefine everything.
Something else.
That's a new generation coming up will watch that and be like, wow.
That's a black
Harriet Tubman was white? Oh my God. Yes. No.
Nah. It's funny.
But I get the Zendaya thing, and I get people trying to.
Cause like, see, like in the same vein as Zendaya started, Yara Shahidi is just light skin.
Yes.
She don't fear act. I'm not even mad. Cause for the longest time, yeah, like there's a clear definition.
But she fits her typecast.
That's the thing.
The thing is, if it wasn't selling, if people. I don't even know if...
And Grunge should not even sell that much.
I don't even know if the problem comes... I'm not even talking about Zara Saidi. I'm talking about, like, the whole system.
Yeah.
I don't know if it came from the big corporations forcing you to like this, or if it came from the people showing that this is what they like, and big corporation playing into that. I don't know.
No.
I don't know who started it.
It is the... What I think is that white people, standard, since we can't be white, the closest thing to them, light-skinned people.
Because white people... try to make themselves the definition of beauty.
Exactly.
And it seeped into our consciousness, and that's what we accept.
I have a friend.
But there are also some like Kofi Siribo, no fear acts. He's a dark skin ass guy. The guy is sexy. Why no fear acts now? That Kofi Siribo guy. You don't forget Girl Strip.
No.
That guy.
Oh,
he no fear acts now. But he's hot as fuck, according to the ladies. Why no fear acts now?
There was one person, Kofi Siribo, no fear acts.
So I think he translates, but like, I understand what you're saying. That's true. And that's the same thing. Like, colorism is real. All these things exist. But like, is Georgia Smith talented? Yes.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
I want to sit down.
Yes.
And even if she wasn't, it wouldn't matter.
If she wasn't talented, people like her music. No, see what I'm saying. Everybody that's a professional musician is talented. To get to that level, for you to crush that threshold, like especially stuff like R&B, pop, like the level at which you would blow or your level of success, I think that now has to do with a lot of things. Like the songwriting, it has to go hand in hand.
Like
the package.
The image. Well, it's only so far your music can go if you're trash.
To become a professional musician has released music. As in, not be all these guys who they send you their lyrics. Like anybody that has charted.
Dilly. Can you
has
think
some
of,
iota of talent.
Can
that's
you think
what
of
think.
Anybody that's probably written like or wrote their looks like to the end? Like
no, there's a lot of people that do that.
Like successfully, like, really.
what's Rihanna and Beyonce?
Oh my God!
Use the door.
Oh my God!
Go!
Oh my God!
I apologize for that disrespect. In this podcast, we don't stand for all that.
No, see why I don't like seeing Beyonce is because Beyonce can dance.
And can
like,
sing.
Beyonce can sing.
Beyonce can sing her ass what? Off.
Top ten, octave scale,
running up and down
10.
The stairs, and she does not screech.
In fucking
sing.
High heels,
please.
I know, girls really
please.
Do.
Please.
There's one girl in my choir.
That's good for her.
That's good for Beyonce.
That's good for her.
It's
you will not
first.
Take
no,
any
no. So you want to tell me
disrespect.
That? Okay, since I was trying to sing since like 1980s.
Yeah.
Top 10 female voices all time. Beyonce cracks top 10.
Yes.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Yes, she does.
Anybody that is not a Beehive member, please send me your
does.
List.
She
doesn't crack top 10.
She doesn't crack top
10.
She
doesn't crack top 10. Should I list the top 10?
Female or male or combined?
Tell me if she has a better voice than any of these people. Whitney Houston.
Good pick.
Fair.
Adele.
Good pick.
Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
Christina Aguilera could wash Beyonce.
Yes.
What you
well,
look at your face?
She'll
wash her
finish.
Easy, bro.
Finish.
What you say?
No, because it's top 10.
Wash her easy.
Wash her easy, bro. Sia, Celine Dion. I've got Celine Dion over Beyonce, man.
I like more R&B voices, so that's Celine Dion.
I've got Florence
really
Welch over Beyonce, man.
Okay.
Yes.
I've got Jennifer Hudson over Beyonce. She
chopped
down Dreamgirls.
Jennifer Hudson, I would take that.
I've got Jennifer Hudson over Beyonce.
That's Celine Dion.
That's 7 or 8.
Seven.
Well, I go Google eight. Some remaining names. But yeah, back to you, Trey. Mara Carey, definitely.
Yes,
Mara Carey did it. I'm sure we can possibly come
but
up with 10 songstresses.
Beyonce is
you know, here's my problem with this whole Beyonce argument.
No, me, I don't care enough. I just
no,
feel like Riley
must finish
guys.
It.
No, as no,
we must finish
no,
it.
No, say what? No, I will allow you have the last word, but like, I know that I genuinely do not give a fuck. But like, I like, as in, people like all these kind of controversy stuff.
See, my argument is that Beyonce is one of the greatest entertainers of all time.
No, standard. Go give her that one.
Yeah, no, some people don't give her
no,
that
me,
one.
No, me, I go give her. Me, I go give
some
her that
one. Some people don't. They like to do.
What's even
I've Beyonce? Told you, I'm giving her. Continue with your point.
No, I don't have to state it the way I want to state it.
Lord of God, Chinedu. I say we go give her. I'm keeping moving.
Yes.
I just feel it's really weird how he's sat here and talked about how Georgia Smith can sing. Even though she's fine and light skinned and yet.
Wait. No, I feel like Beyonce can sing. That's why I said top voices all the time. Did that call you Judas Smith's name? No, now. Did that call you Judas Smith's name?
No.
My argument.
Judas Smith's voice and Beyonce's
it's
voice.
It's not close. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Your
my argument is that I'm not saying Beyonce is not talented.
Uh-huh.
They are saying Georgia Smith is not talented. So I was arguing for Judas Smith's
fair.
Talent.
Your point for Beyonce is what?
She's not as talented as her fans make her seem. They make her seem like she's the greatest of all time singers, all of that. And I, in my not so humble opinion, do not believe
I
so.
He said not so humble.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Georgia Smith will watch Beyonce. Fuck no. I don't want to cause a riot now. Even me, as in, me and my riotous lifestyle. I draw the line somewhere, as in. No, that one, I'm all the dark skin babes will be heated.
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Dude is anticipating.
I saw a tweet that said, top
so
four faces of
heated.
All time.
Oh, I've seen that face.
And then,
oh,
like,
my God.
That babe just really wanted to put her own top four faces of all time. And that person said, nobody has dark skin. Mom, sorry now. She just wanted to tell
No. That wasn't. She didn't say my. She
top
definitively 10. Said
definitively
top 4.
Top 10.
But like it was definitive.
Top 5. Yes. Something.
But like everybody.
Well, regardless,
like I saw four other.
Opinion.
I saw four other people
fucking
tweeting.
Nicki Minaj cause
top 4 faces.
Nicki
no,
Minaj.
Exactly. See, that's not the tweet
Nicki
I saw.
Minaj.
See, that's the thing. That's
Nicki
not
Minaj.
The tweet I
is
saw.
That the face God gave? The next level. I'm not even gonna do that tonight.
That's not even the tweet I saw.
Is that the face God
people
gave? That's not the face God gave. And I put
it
top 4 faces all time.
It's true. Let's talk about it. It's true.
Shout out to Dr. Miami, man. Gang, gang.
Oh, we're talking about so plastic.
Plastic did there now.
But her face is cute.
I don't think as his sculptor, so I don't think he cracks top four.
Would
man.
You ever go under the knife?
I don't think he cracks
no.
top four.
No.
Like, not for any reason. I saw someone say that people who go under the knife are insecure, something, something, something. Nah, and I get was your like, body.
Even if you're insecure, I mean, for me personally, I just would never do it.
Get your body.
Like,
man.
For, you know, cosmetic reasons, no, I wouldn't.
No, see, me, as in, I don't like to break it down because, like, there's a lot of people that the reasons are not. But, like, you see some people that go for, like, breast reduction because the breast is too much for them to carry. Like, it's stressful.
Yeah.
As in, like, I can understand that. Like, even if you want to shape up your nose or whatever, like, if you. Even if it's based on an insecurity, and that is honestly the only way that you can.
You can feel better about yourself.
You're a human being.
As long as you're not putting your health at risk.
Health and financial, before you start collecting expensive loans to get a new loan. As long as you can afford it and it's safe.
Somebody was saying that when I get money, I should try and get my hairline back. I'm like, nah. I've given it.
It's like Tory Lanez talking big because he has new hairline. Tory Lanez is insane.
I had the offer to one. Unlimited features on his songs because he helped him get the hell out. Was it Tiger? Something like that.
Was it Drake?
I think it was Tiger. I thought Drake's hookup was for Beards.
I know it was Hairline too. But I know
Drake had beard hookup at the time. Apparently, he said he sculpted his biceps. I don't know. There was a time when Joe Budden said that. Same talk about Dr. Miami, the sign that he
said. Please.
I don't know.
So I guess, God.
And they're not really arguing about. Someone said, Rihanna's not fine. The cure has sex appeal, this and that. Face only this.
I hate this kind of argument. Rihanna is not fine. Take away her sex appeal. Her sex appeal is part of her beauty. Sorry, do you want to fight her?
I'm gonna see, man. I don't know if they really brought Justin Sky, bro. I don't know, man. Justin Sky is beautiful. Yeah, she is. But like,
I think my beauty is Tinashe.
Bro, I'm not even mad at that. See, funny enough, Justin Sky, Tinashe, all of them. I feel like they're all beautiful women. You know, I have a list because they are young. So when I blow in the next 5 years, I could track them for. Just wait for me.
Track them.
Who else did my. Eva Apio, that British model. I'm coming.
Oh, Eva. That's the thing. But like, here's my thing.
Ring me.
Eva looks like a pretty girl. Mm-hmm. Like, if you go to all these events, it's Lagos events. You probably see someone, four people who look like her.
Yes, correct. And all of them are all beautiful. And I'm very sure there's man them in their DM still. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? Because when I saw Jordan Woods, when she came Nige, Jordan Woods blended in as like, because we were in Ikoyi.
And we're used to that sort of look anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And we were in Ikoyi, and like, it was babes, as in, I was like, I said it that. And it's not even, you know, because I still think she's nice. I was like, if we're counting finest, like nicest babes in this sport, she doesn't probably crack top three. Honestly, at that particular event, I'm not even shitting.
You need to have money,
man.
True. So your inner beauty can come out.
Shine through.
Yo, did you see that thing where somebody did some girl did the thread of 60 sexiest men of the last decade, and someone was like, there's no fat or unaccomplished men here, like trolling. It's like, this is inaccurate. Because you know, if niggas had done that, that's like the thing you're saying about dark skin.
60.
You're going to come and talk about how there's no plus size women here. Yeah, and the funny, as in, because the funny thing is, both sides are there to this standard of, for you to be sexy, your body should be like this. Both sides. But anytime a man does a list and a fat babe feels like she wasn't represented, she would be vexed. But if that same fat babe should do a list, she's not going to put any fat niggas on the list.
Well,
I'm not trying to do both sides. I just feel like throwing that information out there.
This comes from like, get too political.
Handles, man.
Stop that.
Like, seriously, what you're fat. Like, just cover your love handles. It's not pretty.
No, bro. I did not say that.
Honestly, like,
me,
I don't know.
I try start the joke, so I go engage in fat girl slander. Now, fucking around. I'm somewhere because I'm never going to joke, but I'm still engaged.
Wow.
Yeah, don't kill me, man. Are you guys happy that Twitter is taking off porn in 2020?
I reserve my comment.
I'm not on Twitter, so I can't talk.
Nah, as in, half of the reason I have a boner is so that, because my bookmarks, my boner's bookmarks are scary.
Bitter.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Tumblr chased all the people because they banned porn on Tumblr, so they all came to boner Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to be on Tumblr for that, but now I don't know where they're going to go to because Pinterest doesn't allow
Reddit,
that from
Tumblr. Yeah, Pinterest.
Reddit is super weird. I don't even know how to navigate it. You can really get into a dark hole.
You can find
people that do human trafficking on Reddit.
Selfing body parts, yo.
There's so much information.
I just saw that like under a comment of the tweet. I said, let me share the information with anybody who needs it.
There's so much information. conversation on Reddit. Like,
hit me up for like.
But like, as in Twitter, what Twitter you, so now we now have to be as in I now have to be going be super specific with my ex video search as in.
TMI, bro. Damn. TMI.
The people want to know.
I don't.
I don't think so.
Oh my god. So yeah. So anybody else has me have anything?
Yo, yes. Shout out to Rema, cover of Fader, you know.
Oh, yeah, that mad. Was, he's having such an amazing year.
And he's on the native line.
And there was a time when I was arguing about Rema, Fireboy, Joe Boy, who had the best year. If you look at that native line, native land lineup, Rema's font is bigger than Fireboy and Joe Boy. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Fucking mud me.
No, it's deserved. And also, shout out his label, man.
Yeah,
maybe. But they also say a lot of it. Like, even though in this day and age, it's hard to actually find organic traction because everything, even what you think is organic, is manufactured. Like, a lot of them, all this, because now that all these streaming sites now have curated playlists, and it's supposed to be that they're looking for sounds. Now, a lot of time people pay to get on or labels pull strings or whatever. But they say most of his publicity
seems organic,
and it's even his ideas, like, and people are just gravitating to his music. So shout out to him, even though he still has the biggest marketing budget. Because when the tape came out, there was the biggest billboard somewhere in Lekki.
Yeah, on Target.
When the first EP came out. That one wasn't organic.
They just, you know. Is that it?
I guess that's a wrap, man. Like.
So as in, is this it for Christmas, Abby?
I thought I'm recording next week.
Can I record next week?
I'm not making any promises. Enjoy your 30 December.
Dirty yourself.
In case it's the last one. Don't dirty yourself. Get closer to God, yourself. Man. Find 2020.
Let me tell you something. This life is one.
Find divine inspiration.
There's nothing after death.
From the Jehovah.
Really?
And no, tap into
no, no, re-
no, I'm,
incarnation.
I don't
believe
that.
No. I
don't believe that.
Daley Sanchez is a Christian.
Okay.
But Stanley Move Bricks is a nihilist. So,
Dirty December, dirty yourselves.
To all my young kings out there.
Lose your manners, don't do drugs.
Dirty yourself.
Don't dirty yourselves. See, we need to abstain from all these women.
Have fun.
Let's all become priests. Women are not the way.
And all die of extinction.
As in, now it's cool. No, me, I don't care about improving the human race.
I feel like you made that. I don't think you're trying to further your dream.
No, see, because me, even when I start talking back to women, it's not for procreation, no.
It's
for recreation, my guy.
I'm dying.
This is where we end.
Bars!
This is where we end.
Lyrics!
Recreation, not procreation.
Bye, guys.
Have a
good Dirty December.
Young kings out there, man. Are we still rolling? We're still rolling. Okay.
Young kings
out there. Have
kings
fun.
And queens.
If she's cute, she's probably young.
Whoa.
Don't trade respect for attention.
Your first question is, how old are you?
Don't trade respect for attention and don't use horoscopes to justify your shitty behavior, man. Peace out.